Parashat Vayakhel opens up with the law of Shabbat, where it tells us 6 days we go to work, and on Shabbat we rest, we take off, and we're not allowed to do melacha. Following that, we read about the Mishkan. We read about the funds that were collected, what they did with the monies of the Mishkan, and actually it reviews the whole story. And of course, all the rabbis ask, what is the connection between Shabbat and the Mishkan? Why does the Torah juxtapose them next to each other? There's a midrash. The midrash says, Amra Torah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah came in front of God. He said, Ribono shel Olam, kishichnesu Yisrael la'aretz. When the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, zeh ratz lekarmo. This one's going to be dealing with his vineyard, and the other guy's going to be dealing with his field. They're going to become landowners. So the Torah said, what's going to be with me? In the Midbar, people had time on their hands. Nobody owned real estate. There was nothing for them to do but learn Torah. So the Torah was getting concerned. What's going to be when they go to Eretz Israel? Everybody becomes a landlord. Now they're going to be tending to their properties, to their real estate. What's going to be? They're not going to have time to learn me anymore, the Torah complained. Amar la, yesh li zug she'ani mizaveg lecha. So God said, I have a zivug for you. I have a mate for you. I have a partner for you. V'shabbat shemo. Your partner is going to be Shabbat. Shehem betelim mimelachtam v'yecholim la'asok becha. Because on that day, they're not allowed to work, and therefore they're going to have no choice but to sit and deal with you and learn with you. The Yerushalmi writes, Rabbi Haggai Amar, Lo natnu Shabbatot v'yamin tovim, ela la'achila v'shtiyah. One rabbi says that the purpose of Shabbat and Yom Tov is so people can sit down and eat well and drink well. Rabbi Berachia Amar, Rabbi Berachia says, no. Lo natnu ela la'asot b'hem b'divrei Torah. He says, no, the purpose of Shabbat was given in order to immerse oneself in the study of Torah. And the rabbis say, there's no argument between the opinions. The opinion that says Shabbatot were given for eating and drinking, that's referring to Talmidei Chachamim. Scholars that sit and study the whole week long, then for them Shabbat, they could take a little break and eat a little longer than they normally do, and drink a little more than they normally do. But businessmen that all week long are involved in physical pursuits, for them, Shabbat is a spiritual haven where they have to indulge themselves in the study of Torah. And maybe that's the connection between Shabbat and the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a place where people would go and recharge their batteries as they felt Shekhinah's presence concentrated in the Mishkan. Mishkan was that place where people can go and feel a closeness to God. And the Torah is telling you Shabbat is like a Mishkan. In the sense, it's a day that we spiritually recharge our batteries. Through the study of Torah, we get closer to Borei Olam. And that Kiddushah of Shabbat, which is like the Kiddushah of the Mishkan, carries us throughout the whole week until the next Shabbat. This is an important lesson to many of the businessmen that think Shabbat is about catching up on a lot of lost sleep that was incurred during the week. Now, there is something to say about sleeping on Shabbat, but of course, there are more lofty ideals and ideas that Shabbat represent. Shabbat is a day of study of Torah and spiritual growth. Let us take advantage of this modern-day Mishkan called Shabbat, and use it for the right reasons for the study of Torah.